We see that after Avram Avinu is told Lech Lecha Yartzmon Latchem Beisvichal Orzei Shareka, and Avram, using his internal GPS of Kedusha, found Eretz Canaan, and this was the place he should be. And then, and God says, "You'll get this land." All of a sudden, God makes a famine. There had never been a famine in the ten generations from Noah until Avram. There were never famine. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he feels that he should go to Mitzrayim. So he goes to Mitzrayim to try to again make the knowledge of monotheism known to people, and yet he gets there, and right away they take away his wife, and it says Vayiru Oso Sarei Paro V'Yalo Oso Al Paro V'Tuch Ha'isha Beis Paro, and then Hashem protects Sarah, and Chazal tell us that whatever happened to Sarah and to Avram happened to us as well. Myself, Asim Labanim. So the affliction in Egypt and then the departure from Egypt that was to happen to the Jewish people, that also happened to us. And just as Avram left with great wealth, so too did we leave Egypt with great wealth. But you see here the resiliency of Avram Avinu. That nothing was willing, he was not willing to let anything sway him from his mission in life, which he saw as spreading monotheism. And this is, again, it's a lesson for all of us, that, and then Lot and Lot's shepherds weren't willing to follow proper procedures. In other words, Avram Avinu, he had muzzles on all of his animals, so they shouldn't graze in improper places. Whereas Lot's shepherds didn't care. And again, you see that Avram Avinu always operates L'fi Mishra Sedin. And you see that even his shepherds were giving words of tochacha and encouragement to the Roe Lot that they should act in a proper way. And they said no, so they separated from one another. So you see that this type of devotion is something that we need. And he even gives thankfulness. It's Vayala Avram Vayavo Vayeshabelone Mamre Asheba Chevron Vayvin Shamiz Beach Ladonoi. In other words, that Avram Avinu, it was the first one again after Noach to create a Mizbeach, to give his thankfulness to Kodesh Boruch Hu. So even though his mission seemed to have been stymied up until that point, it didn't stop him, it didn't hold him back. He still gave himself over to Kodesh Boruch Hu. He still made him. It made him even closer. The fact that he was unable to achieve what he wanted right away, it wasn't daunting to him. He made himself closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is the idea of a korban, come close. The same idea for all of us. That again, the idea of us is to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do what he wants. We get a little bit frustrated sometimes. Okay, nishka ferlech, work harder, be more dedicated, and as a result of our bringing ourselves closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he'll give us even greater reward, as he did to Avram Avinu, that eventually was going to be granted his son Yitzchak, that would continue his legacy and inspire the world.